The Mishnah Masechet Brachot in the third Perek says that Nashim Va'avadim Uktanim Peturim Mikriat Shema, that women and children and slaves are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the reason is because Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah Taseh Shazman Grama. It's a positive, time-bound mitzvah. And we have a principle that women are exempt from positive, time-bound mitzvot. In what sense is it a positive, time-bound mitzvah? Because the daytime Shema has to be said in the morning, and the nighttime Shema has to be said Davka at night. So therefore it's positive time-bound. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Siman Ayin Se'if Aleph, says that women are exempt from Kriyat Shema. V'nachon hu lelamdam sheyikablu alehem ol machut shamayim. But it's appropriate to teach them, to train them, that they should accept upon themselves Ol Malchut Shamayim, the yoke of heaven, which is, of course, what the ik of Kriyat Shema is about. Kriyat Shema isn't just saying the words, but it's also about having in mind that one accepts upon oneself the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. And if you don't have that in mind when you say Shema, then in actual fact, you haven't fulfilled the obligation. So even though they are exempt, technically speaking, from the mitzvah, this is such an important concept that women should nevertheless engage with it and accept upon themselves or verbalize their acceptance of Ol Malchut Shamayim, presumably though not bound by the zmanim of Kriyat Shema. Men have to say Shema within the first 3 hours of the day, presumably women don't in that regard. The Rama adds, V'yikru'u lefachot pasuk rishon. They should at least read the first pasuk of Shema. So there are three ways of understanding the comments of the Mechaber and the Rama. The first is the view of the Nachalat Tzvi, is that there's a machloket between the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber holds that women should say the whole of the first paragraph of Shema, whereas the Rama is saying, no, it's enough of them just to say the first pasuk. The Levush says, in actual fact, there's no machloket at all, and that the Rama is simply explaining what the Mechaber means. The Mechaber says that we should encourage women to accept Ol Malchut Shamayim upon themselves, and the Rama explains how should they do that by saying the first line of Shema. The Aruch HaShulchan adds a third way of understanding the comments, is that according to the Mechaber, they don't need to say Shema at all, but they do need to accept upon themselves Ol Malchut Shamayim. So if they just, a woman just said in the morning, I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven, then that would be good enough. Whereas the Ramais say that in actual fact, they should say the first pasuk and formalize it in the normative way of Kriyat Shema. Interestingly, the way that the Bach learns the sugya in Masechet Brachot is that women have got a chiyuv medina to say the first line of Shema, because the Gemara says that seeing as we're talking here about Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, that obviously women have to accept upon themselves Ol Malchut Shamayim. And I might have thought that seeing as Kriyat Shema is about Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, they have to say all of Kriyat Shema, but that they don't have to do, and they only have to say the first line. But whereas most poskim hold that saying any of Kriyat Shema for women is not even a mitzvah mitzvah, it's just what the Shulchan Aruch says, v'nachon hu lelamdam, it's good and correct practice, the Bach holds that it's actually a chiyuv min hadin, but certainly whether we say it's a chiyuv min hadin or whether we say that it's just good practice, certainly it's something that we would always encourage all women to do, which is to say Shema every day. Ad kan.